This is NPR Illinois. I'm Jamie Dunn. A new report found the state paid more for borrowing last week because of its bad credit rating. This week, for Past Due, I talk with Martin Luby with the University of Illinois' Institute of Government and Public Affairs about his analysis. You will first hear Luby describe his findings.
So the state returned to the bond markets for the first time in about 20 months last week. And this was the first time they had sold debt during the Rauner administration. It's also the first time they've sold debt since the pension reform law was deemed unconstitutional and then subsequent downgrades that they received. What we basically did is we looked back and we looked at what the relative prices that the state of Illinois received on their bonds in 2006. And the reason we picked 2006 was that's when the state was still rated a AA credit. So it had AA credit ratings from Fitch, Standard & Poor's, and Moody's. And then we looked at the prices that they actually received on this bond sale last week. And then we did a calculation, and we said if the state would have received the same relative prices that they received in 2006 on the 2016 bonds, how much would they have received in dollars from bond investors? Basically, what we found was they would have received an additional $53 million on this bond sale if they would have sold it at its relative 2006 prices.
The Rauner administration has kind of tried to push back against this feeling that the state is really getting dinged a lot on bond sales. And they pointed out when the sale happened that the state made out better than it did the last time. Any thoughts on that?
That's natural for them to do that. And they're right about that. The absolute level of the interest cost on the bond deal, which was 3.99%, was better than when they sold bonds in 2014. But the problem with that is it's not on a relative basis. It's better for everybody compared to the 2014 bond sale. So interest rates have gone down. So while the state has a lower interest rate on these bonds compared to its 14 bonds, if the state would have sold its bonds at a much higher credit rating, they would have seen an even lower interest cost. So on a relative basis, the state has done worse than its 2014 bonds.
Something we hear a lot, especially as the state has been downgraded in recent years, that it's still an appealing investment because of the fact that the bondholders get paid up front and we have this pretty ironclad requirement that they get paid, and because our credit rating is so low that they might make more money off of our bonds. Does that hold true? Is there a pretty big appetite for Illinois bonds when we go to market?
Why do investors still buy Illinois bonds, right? I mean, the state of Illinois is the lowest credit rated entity in the country as far as amongst the 50 states. I mean, really, it's three things. Investors are chasing yield. They like that the state of Illinois bonds pay a higher yield, so they're willing to take that risk on. There's been a flight to municipals when there's concerns about uncertainty in the stock markets. And then the third is what you alluded to, which is that basically bond investors for the state of Illinois credit, they're essentially kind of paid first when revenues come in, more or less. So they have priority of payment. So from a bond investor perspective, there is some comfort in the way that the state of Illinois general obligation bonds have been structured as far as when they are going to get repaid. So all three of those factors, you know, really lead to a situation where there's still appetite for state of Illinois debt. Now, that doesn't mean that the state of Illinois doesn't pay for its fiscal problems. It does. And that's what we're trying to calculate here, this financial condition penalty. There's still investors that are willing to buy state of Illinois bonds, but they need to actually get a higher yield to entice them to buy those bonds.
What does the state need to do to address its credit rating?
Well, the state has to get to a budgetary situation where the sustainable revenues that are coming in are enough to offset the expenses going out. So we still have, you know, anywhere between a $5 and $6 billion operating budget deficit. Combine that with, you know, a large pension fund liability, and then combine that with billions of dollars in unpaid bills. And you have a situation where investors and credit rating agencies are concerned about the overall credit of the state of Illinois. Until the state is able to present a balanced budget or make improvements, make some progress in getting to dealing with their structural budget deficit, we will expect that the state is still going to have to pay these types of penalties on its bond sales.
This has been Past Due, breaking down the budget and helping you understand the challenges facing our state. For more on the topic, see the Past Due blog at wuis.org. I'm Jamie Dunn.